Welcome, and thank you for listening to Grace Heritage Church Audio, Building a Household of Faith on a Foundation of Grace. Visit us online at graceheritage.org. Please stay tuned after the message for more information.
Good morning. Welcome to Grace Heritage Church. Let's go ahead and be finding a seat, and we'll move into worshiping the Lord. Let me remind you of a few announcements. First of all, I think a couple of them were left out of the bulletin, so I want to make sure you're paying attention to that. First of all, we will have an evening service this evening at 6, so we encourage you to come back and worship with us this evening. Also, there will be a youth Bible study at 6:30 tomorrow evening at the Walden's home, and so make sure that you make a note of that. A couple of things will not be happening this week, I guess because of the holiday. First of all, the ladies will not be having their fellowship this week, and that will resume next Wednesday, as usual. And there will be no nursing home ministry this week as well. So we want to welcome and thank Gary Spooner for being willing to bring the Word of God to us this morning. And in the absence of Pastor Paul, Paul and Kathy, as many of you know, are on an extended trip. They were making so many stops, I couldn't even keep up with it all. Maybe, Pam, you might know where they are at this moment, but at any rate, they're celebrating their 30th anniversary as part of that trip. So be praying for their safety and for the blessing on their time together. So let's now worship the Lord by hearing His call to worship. And if you would, let's stand together and read this call to worship together from Psalm 33. Shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Make melody to Him with a harp of 10 strings. Sing to Him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart is glad in Him because we trust in His holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we do praise you for your goodness. We praise you because you are the righteous one. There is no imperfection in you whatsoever. We can trust you. There's no shadow, no blemish at all. Father, we admire you. We lift up our praise to you for these things. And Father, may as we come into your presence, may our joy increase. May we see the glory of your name and the beauty of your person. Father, help us to do that. May we praise you according to the greatness of who you are and of what you deserve. Help us, Father, to do that. We lift up your holy name this morning together as your people, as those that you have called together into this body, into the experience of being in your presence to worship you. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Oh, You may be seated.
Scripture says that if we say we have no sin, that we deceive ourselves. So part of our worship before the Lord is to confess our sins and to repent of those sins. We don't simply admit that we're sinners and go on sinning, but we confess and acknowledge our sin before the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me of that sin. Deliver me from that sin. I don't want to continue in that sin. And that's what confession and repentance is about. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. And if you would, follow along as I give voice to our confession together. Our Father in heaven, we don't want to deceive ourselves. We recognize, Father, that you are perfectly holy without any blemish whatsoever. You are perfectly just in all your ways, and you righteously condemn the sin that you find in sinners. And Father, you have every right to bring your wrath upon those who commit sin against a perfectly holy, perfectly just, perfectly good God who has made each one of us. We answer to you, Father. And so as we consider our sin, consider all the ways that we have departed from your word and your law, Father, we recognize that we are in deep trouble apart from the mercy of Christ. But in Christ, we have hope and we have deliverance. And Father, we recognize that there have been times in this past week when we have known exactly what we ought to do and we failed to do it. And there have been times when we did the very thing that you told us not to do. And in the middle of all that, Father, we have failed to love you according to what you deserve. You have told us that we are to love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we have failed to do that. You are infinitely worthy of our love. And we have failed. And Father, you've also told us that we are to love our neighbors, ourselves. And so often we've demonstrated selfishness. We put ourselves above others. We've not loved our neighbor as we ought, those who are made in your image. And so, Father, we need the cleansing power, the blood of Christ that washes away all sin. And, Father, with that, we have great confidence. We have perfect assurance that we can come into your presence and be accepted. So we thank you for those things, Father. And we ask that your Holy Spirit would give us strength and help, so that we would turn away from our sin and that we would run to you and walk in your ways and delight in the path that you've laid out for us. And we trust, Father, that that is the way of blessing. That is the way of bringing you glory. That is the way of joy in the Lord. And we pray this in Christ's name. And hear what the scriptures say. And the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, that is Jesus was, said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners."
Please stand.
If you would turn in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Today we're going to finish up our reading in 1 Thessalonians, and we're going to pick up in verse 12. In the first part of the chapter, the part that was read last week, Paul reminds the Thessalonian believers that Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back without warning. And so we must be prepared. But how can you be prepared for something that's going to happen without warning? Well, the way to be prepared is to be found faithful when he returns, to be doing exactly what he told us to do. So then, beginning in verse 12, Paul gives us what I would say is an action-packed list of things that we ought to be doing. And believe me, there's something here for everyone in verses 12 through the end of the chapter. So if you would, follow along as I read beginning in verse 12. We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. And we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all. See that no one repays anyone for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus.